For this artifact under competency number 2, I targeted an audience with my digital meme story, and then I got targeted by some people out there on YouTube. But let me first of all mention that for this artifact, there are actually 2 reflections. These reflections were written some time ago, but they are still valid now, and so what I've done is embed them from the other websites where they are written. So the first embedded reflection is from my UBC blog, where I discussed how difficult it was to use Animoto, which is a supposedly free application on the internet that allows you to create animations, but it really helps you to create a big mess more than it does anything else. And in that reflection, you'll learn why I say that. The other reflection that's embedded is from a new website that I built called eduvid.pw. And the reason I built this particular website is because I grew very sick and tired of people in YouTube and Vimeo and other places who lurk there to try and cause trouble for educators or other people who are just trying to make educational videos by claiming fraudulent copyright violations. So there's quite a long write-up in my eduvid.pw website that explains basically how a fraudulent artist from somewhere in another part of the world who was already sued by the original artist actually went after me for using her content, which never really did happen in the first place. Anyway, it's a long story, and if you have the time, it's well worth the read. And it's a good example how there are plenty of lessons to be learned out there beyond the MET program.